Chelsea.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh my God, I'm just so peachy, so excited, so happy.
You are?
Dude, no, I'm acting.
Oh. I can't tell if you are, and then I'm excited for you, and then when you tell me you're acting, I feel sad.
Well, no, it's just, you know, oh my gosh, this is hard sometimes. I don't even understand this whole recording business. It's just a challenge.
It's hard.
You know?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
So that's it. That is it. I'm just bummed. Just bummed by it. That is it.
Yeah. I hear you, girlfriend.
So.
But if you think about it, you know, you're in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm, she is.
Jess is in Delaware.
I am.
I'm in New Jersey.
Correct.
And we're actually able to sit in our own rooms and record like we're together.
Yes.
So when you think about that, that's a marvel of engineering.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Even if you don't do it well.
It is the miracle of modern science.
Yes. But so this episode, I want us to have a little bit of just fun and kind of go off on random conversations about because this is our gift guide episode. Mm-hmm. So hopefully some things will come out of this that are unique to Only She Podcasts, because this sort of gift guide isn't going to be heard from the majority of other podcasts out there. I guarantee it.
No. And actually, I had a hard time trying to figure out if I was supposed to do my own personal wish list or the podcasting woman's wish list or just a podcaster's wish list.
Yeah, me too. And I ended up not doing any of it, really, because, you know
shocker.
You know why? Shocker. But you know what it is? It's like I started to think about that the list itself doesn't really ever change, meaning that for a podcaster's wish list,
that's true.
It's still the same. Like, I was like, okay, well, you need a microphone. What if you want to up-level
right.
your microphone?
You need a new mic. You know, you need cool headphones. Right.
Yeah, like good headphones or like an audio
right.
interface if somebody wants that. But really,
right.
when I started to think about it, I'm like, I'm not sure. So that's why I was like, I don't know. I kind of thought services would be a little bit more useful. And then I started to think, like, you know what would be awesome as a gift? It would be to hire somebody like an audio editor, or to be able to get them like a subscription to something like Canva or something like that for a year. Or but then you don't want to like let the gift getter be stuck with an extra thing that they have to pay for monthly after that's over. Right?
It's true.
So then that's why I was like, oh gosh, it's so challenging.
Yeah.
That's all. And then some of the things that I really, really wanted, and this is something that I think most of you guys out there would really benefit from, is software like the Alphonic Leveler. I think the Alphonic Leveler is a must have. It's just.
But that's not a Christmas list thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, you fight me on this stuff all the time.
You don't understand Christmas.
Says the Jewish person.
Well, no, I do understand it.
You just don't. I know. Well, that's the saddest part.
No, it's not. And I think that that's also another thing, too. It's like we never really had like Christmas. Like we had Christmas stuff that we did. Like we did a lot of Christmas things and we had a lot of Christmas traditions. But when it came to Christmas gifts, that was never part of the equation, really. We get like, you know, 3 gifts each. That was always what we got. 3 gifts each for as long as I can remember. The end. And so, there was never any random.
But does it have to be Alphonic?
Well, if I could chime in here from the editor's point of view,
yes.
If you're having problem with your audio, and you want to up level your audio for $89 American. It's not a bad buy. It's a desktop version, and you can drag and drop your files in there, and you're going to get great audio out of it. Usually, you know, better audio out of it, and you know, it's a one time purchase. So then you don't have to purchase it every month. So it's kind of a good idea.
You know what really says, you know me and you thought of me? Alphonic software.
Yes.
Come on.
If somebody, No, come on. Listen, if somebody is having a trouble, like serious trouble, like audio trouble, and we're talking podcasters where they're like, oh my God, my audio sucks or my levels are wrong, or, you know, especially with the women that I've been working with and like people right now trying to really add community support. I mean, not community support, but community voices into their podcast. And that's something that I'm really pushing forward to have voice feedback featured and all that stuff. Well, if you're using something like Google Voice and you really want to do this for your community, like this is something that's going to make you, you know,
if you're using
excited.
Google Voice, just stop it.
No, but if you're using Google Voice and then you're getting the audio from that and you want to up level it, then you just run it through Alphonic and it makes it so much better. Ugh. That's all.
But it's not okay, a Christmas gift.
Well, if you're a podcaster, it is.
Why? Well, okay. Yeah, if you're a forecaster, it is.
No. Yeah.
So, okay. So what would be a podcaster Christmas gift then? Like a what do you call these little spongy balls in front of the microphone? What are those called?
Pop filter?
Yeah. So it would be like a pop filter.
Well, it's actually
like
a windscreen. A pop filter is the thing that goes in front
filter.
Of the ball. The little spongy ball.
Well, whatever. The spongy ball. So a spongy ball that's got like, you know, Rudolph ears on it or something. Is that a podcaster's Christmas present?
That sounds horrible. And wasteful.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I'll say. So tell me, what's a podcaster's Christmas gift? Like, let's say, okay. Wait, let's do it. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going first. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Obviously, because I know, and I'm not even sure I want to get to yours now that you said Alphonic is a good Christmas gift. Honestly, I don't even know what to say about that. It's so sad. Honestly,
I stand by it.
Every Christmas I ask the question, Elsie, who hurt you?
Well, I got to tell you, the two Gentiles are over here and we're in agreement. Right. And the Jewish person that don't even celebrate the holiday is telling us we're feh.
You're feh, feh. Okay. Numero uno, found on Nasty Gal, an adorable razzle dazzle beanie. It's like a sock hat covered in fake rhinestones.
So okay.
That would go right in the trash. But go ahead.
No, it wouldn't. Elsie would totally wear this up in the mountain.
I would wear it.
To keep her little head cold. I mean, warm. She would keep her little head warm. It's $16 and it makes you feel pretty, you know, when you're just like popping around doing your errands or sitting in your cold ass mountain house podcasting. That's a thoughtful Elsie gift right there.
Yes, completely. Now, that said, though, and I know it's
last year I got Elsie a thoughtful Elsie gift that was actually a thoughtful Jessica gift.
What was
it? That didn't fit me. I got her. Remember, I got you Kelly Green Uggs. They were my Uggs,
yes.
And they didn't fit. And I sent them to Elsie, which, by the way, is not something she would ever buy herself because they're made with actual sheepskin or something. It's like totally like leather and suede. Randy probably had to bury them in the backyard, but
they're my favorite thing ever. They're my
but
favorite
they are
thing ever.
I'm so glad so, that actually yeah. that it worked out that they didn't fit me because they're very Elsie and they're cool.
They're my favorite okay. thing in the whole entire planet of the earth.
Okay.
I love them so much.
Yeah. Yes. How could you not?
And they will stay with me forever. Yes. So yes, that is an amazing, but okay.
That's a good gift
justify.
For a podcaster. Right.
I can justify
cold stuff
that.
To keep you warm.
Yes.
Because nothing is worse than podcasting when you're cold. So I actually like fingerless gloves. I think are a really nice podcaster gift, male or female. I think not earmuffs, but sometimes when you're having a shit hair day or like if it's cold, it's particularly cold outside – you know, earphones and then a beanie on top. I rock that here sometimes. Warm socks. I mean, I know that sounds like typical Christmas gift, but I think podcasters need that stuff because we're sitting in one place for a long time. And if it's cold, you can't go anywhere. So you kind of do have to, in some cases, people have to bundle up. Like I haven't moved my office all the way upstairs yet, but the one that's not being used, it's freezing cold in there. And so I was all bundled up. Even if my house was at a toasty 68, that office is like a 64 and it's freezing in there. So, okay. The next thing I want you to visit is Sugarfina, FINA.com. This is candy, little candy bento boxes. So rather than get someone a big ass thing of sugar, you get three little ass things of sugar. But the candy itself is so fun. So they mostly do gummies and chocolates, but the gummies are cool, especially because they have champagne gummy bears. They have rosé gummy bears. They have sparkling rosé gummy, and they're delicious. Now they have bourbon and Cuba Libre. I haven't even tried these. Oh my God. What a nice gift, though, to get somebody like some bourbon gummy bears. How fun is that?
Bourbon gummy bears.
So I realize it's sugar, but hear me out. Again, with the podcaster, sometimes if you need to wet your whistle, and again, you're stuck somewhere for an hour and a half, 2 hours, having a tiny little box with one gummy can make the difference between dairy phlegm in your throat and no dairy phlegm in your throat. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes if you got a cough or whatever, it's nice to just stick something tangy in your mouth, get your spit going.
Get your spit going. Yeah. All right. That's cute. Okay. So now can I share one of mine? Because I think it's awesome. And it's like just a place, right?
Okay, yes.
So you can go to 7lee.org. Sevenly is, I'm just going to read from their about page because
First of all, I think you've mentioned this one before, but I love it. This is a great one. A very Elsie Christmas.
Totally. They've got the cute, well, first of all, they've got the cutest stuff. Like the outfits, like the little t-shirts are really cute. The goods, the accessories and things that they have is fantastic. But here's why. So Sevenly was founded in 2011 with the mission of leading a generation towards generosity. Based on a simple core belief that people matter, the Sevenly team activated the now global cause art movement and started creating seven-day cause campaigns, inviting customers to purchase advocacy art, apparel, and accessories that they donate to nonprofits. So isn't that neat? So
their sizes only go up to 2XL for women. Not that, I mean, I fit in a 2XL, but not everyone does, and men too. So, not too many plus sizes, but still, it's nice.
It's really cool that they've got that you can shop causes. So you essentially can go in there and shop for something that you really want to support. You know, like they've got, oh my gosh, they're so cute. They've got a little. All kinds of really fantastic things that they're putting forward. I forgot which is the one that I like.
They have autism, cancer, education, environment, family, food and water, stop human trafficking, keeping faith, sharing kindness. That's nice. Even that's nice. Women's achievement, social inclusion and anti-bullying. Those are all great, perfect causes, great causes.
Yeah, and they have, and then the designs are very nice too. So it's not just like, hey, here's a white t-shirt with the stuff on it. It's, they've got some really great designs on them. The t-shirts seem to look like they're nice and comfy. I haven't bought one. One of the ones that keeps popping up on my Facebook ads, you know, because you know, whenever you go into somebody's website, all of a sudden you see the ads come up all like now forever. They will never leave me. Sevenly will be in my face until I shop, and then they will never stop. It's something about reading. Like, it's got like three words, and one of them is about like read, grow, and like grow.
I guess now I'll be seeing it too since I'm looking at the website.
Yeah, now you're going to start to see it. Like, that's one of the reasons I'm like, oh yeah, Sevenly. So there's a lot of like little places like that I have.
This is really cool, Elsie. I had my doubts, but I like it.
All right, your turn. You go.
Actually, no, this is great. I love the women's achievement ones. There's t-shirts that say break some glass. Nevertheless, she persisted. She believed she could, so she did. That's pretty cool, I have to say.
Yeah, they have lots of really wonderful, wonderful little t-shirts there. But you go, you do another one, and then I'll go back to one of the ones that I have. Mm-hmm. It's really great.
Okay, I'll do another one. Okay, Well, no. This one, no. The next one I have, I'm going to put at the end because it counteracts. It sort of goes along with one of yours. Okay, woman cards. If you ever want to play the woman card, they have a different version of playing cards. This is a whole deck full of badass women. Gertrude Stein, Sacagawea, Sylvia Rivera, Sojourner Truth. And each suit has 15 original hand-drawn portraits of American women who changed the game time and time again. So it's a 52-card deck with two jokers. And I mean, yeah, it's still spades, hearts, diamonds, and clubs. But if you look at the pictures, instead of whatever, it's, Lucille Ball is on here. Hillary Clinton's on here. Oh, Michelle Obama.
Who's the jokers?
I don't know who the jokers are. You're the joker.
Okay, just checking.
Anyway. Oh, it's actually, they're sold out, I believe. But anyway, But that's a cool gift. Women cards. Playing the woman card. I love those. They're really cool. And, you know, that's not necessarily podcasting specific, but it is fun. And then I found a Boss Babes coloring book. So you know how you like to sit and color? Like, I don't know if you do it while you're podcasting, but I think some people like to do their little coloring books while they're podcasting. And these are, there's a picture of a crown, so you can crown yourself the boss's babe. And then there's pictures of like Dolly Parton. There's a word search, like a badass babe word search. Let's help Tina write an episode of 30 Rock where you fill in the blanks. There's a picture of J.K.
It's
Rowling.
Like Mad Libs.
It's a coloring and activity book for grownups, but it's got Beyonce, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Tina Fey, Serena Williams. It's awesome. So cool. It's $7.
Wow.
Who
I like that.
Love
that's
that?
Such a yes, I actually do agree with that. I would totally love that. See
there's
anything
actually,
that's
go ahead.
No, anything that's like writing stuff, I adore. Anything that's coloring, anything that's paper, anything that's notebook, anything that's crayon, anything that's like colored pencils. I love it. I have to stop myself. It's my obsession.
Speaking of that, you know, maybe a good holiday gift for the budding podcaster in your life is a podcast planner.
Of course. Oh my God, that thing is amazing.
The podcastplanner.co, right? Yes. Is it the podcast planner or just podcast planner? Let me see.
I think that both of them redirect to that place, but you guys can just click straight
right.
through the show
it's
notes,
the,
which I'm working really hard yeah. on. So you guys need to look at them right when you're listening, right now, as you're listening on the phone, look at your phone right now, wherever you are, and then go to the show notes. Usually you can click straight on the artwork on the screen. There's a little place. You can now, as we are talking, you can click through to all the links and still continue to listen to our beautiful voices talk you through the whole thing. So, yes, go ahead. So podcast planner, yes, amazing. I have it and I've been doing, so the E-League, you know, we're finishing up, I think, as this comes live, we'll still have a couple of weeks left. And part of sort of like this round, we did a lot of focus on planning and looking back. So we looked back at 2017, we're doing a lot of planning for 2018. And I actually suggested the podcast planner for a lot of them for sort of like, just as an extra tool, because once you do get into your production, you don't necessarily need it as much. But if I were to, like if somebody came to me straight as a newbie, I think this is a must thing to have. It's a must. Mm-hmm. In fact,
it's
I think that one of the, Addie, if you're listening, you know what would be really great? You can partner with podcast, people who have podcast courses. And just say, hey, you can, you know, do your course and then I can provide the podcast planner for X amount, you know, and that'll be just a bonus. So everybody that signs up for the thing gets the podcast planner as part of the deal. And you get paid. You get paid for this, of course. But I think that strategic alliances with you with podcast planning would be amazing because it's such, I mean, it's an amazing tool. She's got some great, especially when you're putting content together, like some of her like exercises at the beginning of the podcast planner are awesome.
Yeah. Addie's a rocket scientist. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Addie is a former rocket scientist. Isn't that awesome?
Well, then, that is fantastic. So we love rocket scientists. Yeah. So I know. So this is an amazing. It's you guys. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Man, there's a lot of stuff actually on this website, Wild Fang. That's pretty
Wild Fang.
Wild Fang, F-A-N-G.
Oh. Uh-huh.
They have like Slay the Patriarchy notebooks and Golden Girls lapel pins.
Oh my gosh.
And like they have some really cool stuff. So any of that stuff would be good for your women podcaster. Let me see. What else do we have here?
I can talk about one of mine too if you want.
Yeah, let's do your turn.
Another one.
Yep.
Because it's like I this other one that I have is another sort of place to shop for clothing. Mm-hmm. But again, it has a meaning to it. And this is, you can find it at shopvita.com. And their story, this is what they say, is that of the rich interconnected world we live in, the story of contemporary life and mindful global citizenship, where a global partnership of co-creators from a designer in Paris to a producer in Karachi and a consumer in San Francisco. And so what they have is like they've got like these amazing designs that come through that support artists that are doing some pretty incredible work. And I shopped there and I bought something that I never wear. Like it's not something that I actually would go out of my way. Like it's not something I would wear, which is a scarf. I don't wear scarves. That's just not part of the MO of Elsie. But I saw an advertisement for this specific scarf, which was about, it was women's voice. It's a women's voices scarf, essentially. So they hook me in right when I saw that. I think
right
I
ordered
voices up right from the get-go. And I think that I sent you a picture of it or a link to it way a while back. And it's something like voices, women's voices up or something like that. And it's this beautiful scarf. And I wore it for Thanksgiving, actually. And I just wrapped it around my neck. It's all of these gorgeous colors. And it is essentially a painting in it. And I wrapped it around my neck. And it's all about women's voices and essentially bringing women's voices up. And this woman's work, this specific artist's work, I really wanted to support as well. So I feel that in itself, just talking, like having that scarf with me, like it has so much more meaning for me now that I can bring it. And maybe if I'm speaking somewhere or if I'm feeling like I want a little bit of something to just remind me of why I do what I do or whatever, you know, just something that is meaningful to me. I have this little scarf and I don't own scarves and I don't necessarily wear them, but I really love this. It's so pretty. So check
cool.
those guys out. Yeah, it's really nice.
Okay. And then do your other one.
Which one?
Cocoon.
The cocoon? Mm-hmm. So the cocoon, you know, I put this in there because I want it. And I want it because I feel that, I don't know, I want it. I want it. It's like sort of like tracks your sleep. It's like this little, they're headphone thingies, right? It's they look exactly like headphones. You put them around your ears and it's supposed to sort of give you the feels. like the sleeping
feels.
Well, you know, like it'll sort of track the type of sleep that you're having, and then it'll also facilitate you going to sleep, and it'll wake you up with the nice cocoon sounds, I guess, the ones that are supposed to wake you up and make you feel refreshed and whatnot. Yeah. Just like that. This is Jess's next job. You are going to absolutely rock it with Cocoon. But anyway, I just wanted it. But here's my thing about gadgets like this. I don't want to sleep with something on or around my head that is in any way connected to something else while I'm sleeping. So if I want headphones on my head, I want them to just be everything that's contained, all the information, all the transfer of information, I want to keep it in the device versus having it at that moment be connected to my phone. And I don't know I don't know if that's the case with these. Meaning, can my phone or can the app, whatever it needs to be connected to afterwards, transfer the information afterwards, like meaning I take off the headphones and I plug it into wherever it needs to go and then all the data goes in there? Or does it need to be constantly connected in order for the data to happen?
I don't know.
So that
it probably.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it should work like a Fitbit, right? Let me see this.
Is that what Fitbits do?
I mean, I wear it on my wrist. It tracks my sleep. I'm always wearing it. But like, I mean, I could just turn it, put it on at night, wear it at night, take it off when I wake up, and it will track and analyze how good my sleep was. So what do you mean? Like, you're worried that it has to stay on even when it's not on your head?
No, I don't want to have Bluetooth on my head. It's like, that's what I don't want. I don't want Bluetooth on while I'm trying to sleep. You know what
it's
I mean?
Not.
Like, I just
so,
like, that's
okay,
a signal.
No,
that's another signal.
On. So yeah. Yeah. So it's not analyzing. Yeah. Yeah. It's not analyzing as I'm sleeping. Every morning I have to open the app and it will sync. So I can turn my phone off. It's still tracking the information.
Okay. That's kind of what I wanted. That's sort of what I wanted to.
Yeah, that's how it should work.
I wanted a little bit more of that. Yeah.
Yeah. It should work like that, where you just plug it back in when you wake up and you turn all your signals back on.
Well, I hope that that's the case.
I hope so too.
I kind of like this a lot. It says that it's the ultimate sleep sanctuary. You know, it's something that you can, or you could have ordered it in a Kickstarter campaign kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it really is just about relaxation and sleep monitoring that I'm really interested in, all that kind of stuff. And then I really like the intelligent sleep alarm. And yeah, so I'm just intrigued because my sleep, you know, as we've spoken for many years on this, for all the years that we've been on, Jess, how our sleep is slightly disrupted, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you have little tiny beings and family, sometimes your sleep isn't particularly the best. And also hormone fluctuations, same thing. Sleep isn't necessarily the best. So I'm trying to see what the scoop is with this. I would love to love it. So I'm up for having a cocoon come. Cocoon. If anybody uses it, I'd love to hear from you.
Right on.
Your turn.
So that's not what I thought this was. I thought they were just meant to be comfortable headphones to sleep in. And I have super comfortable headphones to sleep in. They're called sleep phones. If you go to sleepphones.com. And basically, it's a fleece headband with, I guess, what are they called? The speakers, tiny flat speakers inside the headband, inside the fleece. And you charge it with a little piece in the back that, like, there's a little wire that sticks out. You charge it, and then you can kind of tuck it back in and go to sleep. And it's just like wearing, like, the softest headband ever. It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you truly use them, Jess?
I have truly used them because I can't stand sticking stuff in my ears. And when I've tried to use the regular headphones, like the cup ones, well, I'm a side sleeper, so it's just hard for me to use anything. And so this way, the headphone, yeah, not only do I use them, but as soon as they came out with a Bluetooth version, I snatched them up because I don't like to be tethered to the, you know, like when you're, so in other words, like they only had the kind that you had to plug into your phone.
Oh.
And that became annoying. So as soon as I got a regular iPhone, I had to get a Bluetooth one because this way I can just get up and go to the bathroom and come back and not have to, you know, take my whole, you know, unplug it or take my whole thing off. So it's good.
We love that.
Yeah. I don't use it every night, but I do use it. I think it's cool. I definitely use it. So yeah.
So ear things are good. Ear things.
I mean, I know you don't like the Bluetooth signal on when you're sleeping, but some people have got to listen to something when they're sleeping. They just have to, whether it's a meditation or whatever.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I listen to stuff when I'm sleeping too. Like I fall asleep with audiobooks, but I'm not Bluetoothing it. And I have the phone is on.
Is a verb? Can you Bluetooth?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering.
Everything's a verb.
Everything. not Bluetoothing, for God's sake.
I was just wondering.
I'm wiring.
Yeah. What is that word? Yeah.
So, but yeah, I turned my phone off into airplane mode, and then I'm connected, like meaning to the phone, like the phone and the thing in my ears, but it's not Bluetooth kind of stuff. Mm-hmm, it just affects me. I have Bluetooth headphones now. I bought them. They're super cool. And they're exactly for all the reasons that you mentioned. Like, one thing that I love about the Bluetooth headphones is, like, when I'm washing dishes, I don't get stuck with the cord in different parts of the kitchen, which happens all the time, where the cord will get stuck in, like, you know, the handle of something. And I'm like, you know, and my phone flings out of my pocket and the things get pulled out of my ears. Like, it happens all the time. I get tangled up on stuff. I can't reach the... whatever, all that. So having the Bluetooth headphones it's amazing. It's so freeing, but I can't do it for very long. Like, I can only do it while my phone is charging. So while it's charging to a decent amount, I'll listen, and that's great. Like, usually I could do like a half an hour or something, but then I'm sort of done. I'm like, I don't like it. It makes me feel like I have stuff happening in my head that I already have stuff happening in my head. I don't want anything to mess with it. Mm. It's too much. Too much signal. Duh. I don't want to be a conductor for things.
Duh.
In my own brain. Duh. For my brain. So, anywho.
So, I just found this website called Gadgetify. Gadgetify? Gadget of IFY. Gadgetify. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I found, you know, Scott, my husband, is one of the hardest people to shop for ever. And there are so many cool gadgets on here that I can't even see straight. However, he's also a person who likes to tell me every little detail about what he's doing. So I'm sitting here shopping sort of for him. Like, I'm looking at this website and I find like a 3D pen that will make, it gives you the ink and projects so that you could like technically draw/make your own like USS Enterprise, for example. But then I'm sitting here thinking, is he going to tell me about what he's doing every step of the way with this gift? Or can I just give it to him and it'll keep him? It's like buying something for a 5-year-old. Like, will it keep him busy or do I have to play with him?
Oh my God.
It's so ridiculous. But that's how, I mean, it's so ridiculous. But are you ever worried about giving something to someone that you then have to like reap the benefits, good or bad, from this gift? Like, for example, if you give someone a chess set, do you have to play chess with them? Or can you just give them chess and walk away?
This is a thing. This is absolutely a thing. And it's actually something that I've thought about with my girls. I'm like, wait a minute. If I get them this game, will I then have to... Mm-hmm. play, you know, especially board games.
Yes.
Because board games, they're really into board games. And I do enjoy, I absolutely enjoy playing with them. And it's not that I wouldn't want to.
Not interested in everything my husband does. But, you know, a 3D Star Trek pen, like, it's not fun for me. That's why I'm getting it for him.
Right. I hope he doesn't listen to the show, or he's putting his ear on the door.
He's actually in the other room, so he could be listening to everything I'm saying, but he knows himself. He's met him.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, my God.
There's no mysteries here in what's happening. Anyway, all right, well, back to our list. So, yeah, sleep phones, and then I just happened to find like a Two Dope Queens notebook that says, Yes, Queen, Yes.
Oh my gosh, how cute.
There was another keychain I found for My Favorite Murder that said, have fun and don't get murdered. So they're starting to get some podcast gifts out there, but that's not necessarily for podcasters.
Yeah, but I think that they are really good to support the podcast. Like, okay, so Casey Arori from the Joyful Courage podcast, she has a store. And she's got like three types of t-shirts. I bought one of them. One of them says, be kind. And then in this beautiful lettering, and then in the bottom it says joyfulcourage.com. And then in the back, part of like the sort of the area of the back of the t-shirt has her little logo, which is a little lotus flower. Very beautiful. And they're great. I think one of them says, mm-hmm. be kind. The other one, be love. And then I don't know. I think the third, I can't remember what the third one is. Then she also has, you know, that little bracelet that you gave me? That is just the mm-hmm. most precious yes. one about like love you mean it. She has those, but not yes. love you mean it. She has them just say like, you know, be, you know, whatever. She has like a thing like kindness or courage or strength or whatever. So you can go get whatever it is that you want from that. And I feel that that's really great because those are like you could get that for somebody even though they don't listen to her podcast. But if they listen to her podcast or maybe want to listen after getting the thing, it'll still be bonus because her podcast is awesome. So there's that. The yeah. Mac Power Users, I really want. The Mac Power Users is my favorite podcast in the whole entire world. Like I've been listening to their podcast since its inception. They're now at almost hitting, I think they've hit 400. So mm-hmm. they've been out for a while. And they have these amazing like hoodies, but they're really nice hoodies. They're not like the ones that you go get at random place and then put your logo on it. They're very nice hoodies with a zipper, very nice dark gray. And then the logo of the Mac Power Users is this battery. It's like those little green batteries for the Mac, like the way that you could see it in a Mac. You know, or I think maybe the iPhone. And so it's a really small little battery, like super small, right at the top, like right of the sweatshirt. So even if you have it, so people see it, you know, yeah, go ahead. What?
How does someone, like, I'd love to be able to sell those little Love You Mean It bracelets, but how do I do that? Like how, like I don't pound metal.
Right.
So do I have to learn how to pound metal or is there a distributor that can or do I have to go to the person and just say, hey, I'm going to start selling these and you distribute them?
I don't know. You can ask Casey about it or you can make a deal with somebody in an Etsy store, you know, because you bought it at Etsy, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then because maybe you can make a deal with them and say, like, you know, you do this, I do this, I don't know, and there's something like that. Yeah, I'm not sure how that happens. Like, I'm not sure how you get, like, an actual...
I wish I could just order, like, 100 of them.
Yeah. And then, but then, I think this is where it always gets me. It's the actual sending out. It's that part, the packaging and the sending out stuff that really gets me because... Already, like I remember I had a letter for you, Jess, mm-hmm. for 2 weeks. I also had John's, I don't even know if I ever sent you that card. Did I send you that card? I don't even know if I did. I wrote you a card. I don't know if it was a birthday card or something. I had it in my, and I'm like, I'll send this
the
out.
The last card I got from you, I think was when last Emily year. Passed.
Yeah. And I had that letter with me for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
In my bag. And
yeah,
with John,
I still
same
loved
thing
it.
With John. I had one for John too, and I don't even know if I ever sent it. Like, I don't even remember what it was for. Like, was it for his birthday?
I got one from you when my mom paid. Yeah.
Okay, well, there you
which
go.
Which is very lovely.
That was another, yeah. And again, I had it with me for like a week and a half in my bag. And I'm like, I have to get to the post office. I have to get to the,
dude,
and it was
I
just
know.
Overwhelming, and I never got to the darn post office. And so
that's what kills me.
So if I have to I can't imagine the stress. I know the order. I have to package it. I have to get to the post office. I have to make sure that
well,
it gets there by this time.
That's
why
I would like, it's like I want Teespring, but for jewelry.
Okay.
Like, I wonder if you could do it on Cafe Press even, where like, wouldn't it be great? Like, they make everything. Like, wouldn't it be great if you could just say, okay, engrave this in a bracelet and then let people order it. Ready? Go. Wait. You can do it on Cafe Press. Hold on. Oh, but they're just horrible keychains. Ugh,
right. I think that what I would do is I would seriously, like, for me here, especially in Nashville, if I really wanted to do this, I would look for a local partner, somebody who is making jewelry or making some simple stuff that could do this for me. I would commission them to do X amount and maybe even pay them half for a cost and work and not
but
work.
But then you're in the shipping business. You want someone to do fulfillment.
Right. No. But see, that's what I'm saying. They will do all that stuff.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
then they have to have a percentage, right? Well, that's no fun. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying I want, you know, like I want an Etsy. I want my own Etsy person, or I want the ability to say, I want a website like Cafe Press, but for jewelry, where I could have something engraved, order like 1,000 or 100, and then give them away.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you can do that. Let me just look on Etsy and see, like, can I order? I think Etsy even has like, hey, you can only order 100 of these, dumbass, kind of thing.
You can only order.
Like, I don't think they let you just order all the things. No, and you know what? It is hammered. What I gave you is hand hammered. It was like $50. So maybe I don't want to.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But what I'm saying is I don't want to allow people to order the $50 hand hammer. That's a lot of work. That's so much work. It's sterling silver, I think. Let me double check.
Yeah. But see, but here's the thing, though. There's a certain level. It depends on what you want to offer. Like if it has to, if you want something to be meaningful and worth it, then I think that you do need to do it up. You know, if you want something to just be like, here, let's just make a bunch.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I mean, it depends on what you want to do. I mean, you can always go and get them done at something like Cafe Press. I can't stand their stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's a horrible, horrible stuff. I don't like it. So if you want something like that, I would go somewhere else. That's why I really like the Mac Power User stuff. In fact, they are going to stop selling that sweatshirt, I think, December 8th. And there's only a certain amount. So it's not, meaning that they're going to stop selling it. It's not going to be forever. So, yeah.
Okay, on the page where I got your bracelet. And by the way, for those of you who are curious, if you go on Etsy, it's Emily J Design. That's the name of the thing. I bought it on August 8th. Right now, it doesn't look like I can put it in the cart, which is odd. I don't know why. I wonder if sometimes shop owners take off for the holidays. That would make me really sad. So if I do request a custom order, I'm sure that she would do whatever. And these are handwriting jewelry. So what I think it is like, you think it's one thing, but I wonder if it's kind of like, have you ever seen those huge embroidery machines and you take it to an embroiderer, any design, and you just feed it into the machine and then it just threads the shit out of your shirt and boom, you're done. I wonder if it's kind of like that, where like you just put the metal in, type in the design, and it just goes, bzz, 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 and you're done.
Maybe.
Because she can do fingerprints. A fingerprint necklace.
Right. So then essentially she's invested in the hardware.
That's what I'm saying.
To make this happen.
I wonder it's like a, yeah.
Anyway. I'm sure you can find somebody locally that can do that for you.
I hate local things.
Oh my God, dude, you are so crazy.
I know, it's so terrible to say that. Yeah. It's true.
It is so amazing. All the local things here are incredible. I mean, well, Asheville is known for its local, you know, so it's, and everything is local. Like, I will tell you, did you know that there's like, I'm sorry, what?
I don't want to leave the house.
Okay. I don't want to leave the house, but still, even when I don't leave the house, it forces me to buy local because they don't really ever have any, like there's Starbucks. Starbucks, which is still for me, I'm a little mind blown. I mean, they've been able to handle this. Like, it's nowhere. Usually you see like, you know, every corner. You're like, oh, there's one. Oh, there's another one. Nope. It's all local coffee shops. It's kind of nuts. So that's when you know you're in a place that supports local.
Yeah. Like, here's a person who just make, their name of their shop is called Feminist Pencils. How are they getting little gold things printed on a pencil? How? How do we do that?
I think
someone has to know.
Yeah. And also, how are they, most of the people on Etsy, how are they doing that? I mean, come on, all the stickers.
I mean, all the different types of stickers.
Well, the stickers and also the what is it? What is that tape?
Washi tape?
Washi, yes. The washi tapes, like people make washi tape. Like, okay, how do you do that?
How do you do that?
See?
How do you do that?
I don't know. I love washi tape. I buy washi tape off Etsy.
I want to know how you get gold shit printed on a pencil, and I want to know how you get shit hammered into a bracelet. If someone could tell me about that, those two items, I think I'm going to change my career. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I just want to know. Like, and here they're offering, like, custom. Like, I could get custom pencils made that said, you know, that said, Elsie, who hurt you? If I want it for like $3. How? The text is burned into the wood of the pencil using a high-end computer-controlled laser. Insert evil laughter here.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. See, you just have to invest in the laser. So
a high-end computer. All right, let me look it up. Pencil.
Oh my God. We are going down.
You're
the
right.
Hole
We're.
Of the,
I know. Let's end it. You're right.
Of the place.
Let's go somewhere
of,
else. What do you
what?
Have any? Let's talk about your last one because I
what
love this
is
site.
My last one.
Floricopecia.
Oh, the.
It's that disease that you have.
No, it's not a
floricopecia.
Disease. Floricopecia. It is. It's called floricopia, and you know how everybody is really into those selling those oils. I don't know about you, but I see that all the time. Like all of a sudden there's like the new, the entrepreneurs are like head over heels at selling the oils. I forgot doTERRA. That's what it is. They sell doTERRA oils. Everybody's selling doTERRA oils. It's insane with the doTERRA oils. Everyone's like, you know, would you like to do a consultation? And I'll throw in an essential oil on the side. So it's a thing. I am a very big advocate of essential oils and always have been. But I am very, very partial to Floricopia, and that is my personal favorite. I adore their oils. I adore what they stand for. They are really about trying of like reestablishing the ecosystems, the local ecosystems, and understanding what local medicine and plant medicine can do for your body. And Dr. David Crow is an incredible, incredible person. Many books that have been out there. He does tons of teaching around Ayurveda and things of that nature. So I want you guys to go to Floricopia. If you want some essential oils and you don't want to give somebody doTERRA, get some Floricopia oils for you. I own so many of them. And if anybody really loves me, they would get me they would get me anything from there, or even just give me some money so I could go spend it over there. Because the oils aren't necessarily cheap. So there's some of them that are, you know, $21, $25. Some of them go way up, like over $100. But it depends on what it is that you're selling. So if you're getting rose oil, and everything comes in batches. Like they don't really have a big production line. So if they've found farmers that are environmentally in alignment and also just ethically grown and all that stuff, they will do a big sort of like a big make of like a big batch of a specific oil, and then they will send it and when it sell it. And then when it's over, it's over. Like you don't just go continue to tap the earth for more until there's another batch that comes from somewhere else. So they have a variety of different types of lavender, a variety of different types of vetiver. Vetiver is one of my all-time favorite oils in the whole entire planet.
Is this where you learned about? Is this where you learned about essential oils? How did you learn about?
Absolutely.
It?
Oh, the first book I got. Oh my gosh, the first book I got blew my mind. It was right when I first started learning yoga, and I was, you know, looking at everything else that went along with it, of course. And it was a book. I could swear it was called Aromatherapy A through Z. And at that time, I had the concept of that aromatherapy was this sort of weird thing that people were doing, like as in like, smell this and your life will change. Like I thought it was so lame.
That's hilarious.
So I thought it was really contrived and fake. I thought it was fake news. I thought aromatherapy, because the name, aromatherapy, I was like, what the hell is that? I thought, how do you smell something and heal? Like, that's so lame and stupid and so not right. But I found this book, Aromatherapy A through Z, and then when I started to look at it.
I hope that you got that drop, John.
Oh, I'll have it.
That was so lame and stupid and not right. Go ahead, Elsie.
So every single one of the, they had plants that obviously were from A through Z, and the author went down through every plant that started with these words and how it was beneficial to you and your body, and how it had been used in many years in many different cultures as medicine. And my head blew off. I was just like, what? And that's when I first learned that lavender, in fact, lavender oil specifically, but also just lavender, the plant, was used in World War I to cure victims that were burned, like burn victims, like serious burn victims. It was one of the best ways to help ward off and heal your skin. And I was like, no way. I mean, there was like all of these different ways that essential oils were used in the past. And I was sold. So from then on, it just happened that at that same studio, Dr. David Crowe came in and did a workshop. So I had an opportunity to sort of be introduced to Floracopia when it was just launching, like when this company was essentially, here are the three little bottles I made. And then now it's become this incredible, I find, an incredible company. So that's why I love them so. That's it.
So you like the company, you like the oils, but like, how does one learn how to do it? The book A through Z, is that how you learned how to do it?
Yeah, they had some applications in there. They had some key applications of what to do in certain situations and how to apply the oils. With Dr. David Crowe, he does have teachings about this. Absolutely. He does have really in-depth courses, and he will occasionally do workshops, but even though he has so much information in his brain, he really stops short of telling you exactly how to do stuff because he's like that. He sort of goes like, this is a transformative oil that will change your world because of this. And he'll give you all of this facts and you're like, yes, yes. And how?
And that's
right? He doesn't go into detail. And that's where his...
But he has a free book, How to Use Essential Oils.
Well, there you have it.
But I got nothing from it. But I'm going to download it again.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I'm just going to see if I can.
Because it's like, it's all these like really simple things. And I think that one of the oils that I use the most are eucalyptus, lavender, vetiver. Have I used any other ones? And especially, sandalwood I've used. And for my girls, I actually use this other oil that's actually not from Floracopia. I can't even say the name of it at this moment because the name escapes me, but it's a very long sort of Indian type name. And it's, it is sesame oil that's infused with a bunch of other spices and essences in it. And I use it with my girls whenever they have congestion in their chest. And I use it to warm up my old achy bones. So I love it. And it smells so good.
Yeah, so this says, you know, diffuser, facial steam, massage, inhalations, baths, and compresses. Basically,
yep,
that's what he tells you to do.
I've used all of those.
Is that about
all
right?
Of the above. Yep, all of the above I have used in the past.
What's your most common? The roll-on on the wrist?
I actually don't do that. What I do for myself in a daily use is palm inhalations. So I have specific oils that are okay to put on the skin. And then I'll just put a drop in one of my palms, rub my palms together, and then bring my hands closer to my nose and take a big, deep inhale. That's like how I use it the most.
Do you do different ones a day? By the end of the day, do you smell like a garden?
No, I don't. I have specific ones that I carry with me, and I use them appropriately. I use them when I need them, especially when the season starts to change and the girls start to, you know, and you're like germs and stuff. I do have like some of them that I tend to put in my hands a lot more because of the qualities of like the antibacterial natural qualities that are in them. What's really great with the little bits and pieces of essential oils, or not like the particles of them, if you will, when you're inhaling them and when they're on your skin, is that they're minuscule, but they really ward off antibacterial properties. Like they're like little tiny sort of superheroes that are in your nose hairs.
Wow. Speaking of that, here's a little tip. If you're ever at a restaurant and you don't have time or you don't want to get up, you take the lemon from your water and squeeze it into your hand, rub your hands together. That's my tip.
Oh, there's that.
Yeah. Little lemon kills bacteria. It's very acidic. It's good for your hands and it kills germs. Clean you right up. All right, anyway.
Dun, dun, dun. All right.
Okay.
So that was my last one.
That was your last one. And the only one, yeah, I don't have any more either. Did you buy anything for yourself this Black Friday?
No, I didn't.
Did you buy anything at all on Black Friday?
I didn't. I wanted to. And then I didn't.
All right.
Because I was just like, meh. Oh, you know what? I did. I did buy something. Oh, my gosh. What? I got that DNA test.
That's right. You got the...
So, yeah, I did buy that. So, that was a gift for me. Yeah, that was a gift for me.
MyHeritage, right?
Yeah, MyHeritage.com. I got it for $49. So, I'm waiting for MyHeritage.
And then you're going to have to hock up. You won't believe how much spit you have to use.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you better eat a lemon or something right before. It was very... Like, when I did mine, I was just like, wait, I think I have some more. You know, like...
Oh, my God.
Because you have to fill the vial... And, you know, one hock is not a lot of spit, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Who knew, right? I know, huh?
I know.
So now I'm going to have to figure it out. But you know what? Now that I purchased it, I keep thinking, like, every result that I've seen from other people, because people are talking about it online a lot, which is probably why I bought it. Truth be told, I'm very susceptible to these type of tactics, which is when people talk about stuff they have and I want it too. Yeah, hype. Sometimes.
Hype.
Not all
you
the time.
You have FOMO.
Sometimes. I have FOMO, but not...
A raging case.
Of wanting to know about MyHeritage already, right? So I wanted to know, like, where... Like, what are my bits and pieces? How was I put together? But what I've been seeing is that there is an exorbitant amount of... And I'm not saying that this isn't true, but there's so much about Europe, right? There's, like, so much European... stuff coming out, like and usually they go off of a database. So I'm thinking that the majority of the database that's being collected is really just from one part of the country. So does that mean that they'll get, like, I haven't seen anybody with any kind of Native American blood. Like, what does that look like?
Any kind of what? Native American?
Native American blood. Yes. I haven't seen anybody with any...
isn't that the whole thing about Trump and Elizabeth Warren, is that she found out she had Native American ancestry?
No, well, the thing is, let's not get into that, but the thing is, she has not backed that up. She has not backed that up, number one. She hasn't shown actual proof that she really is Native American. She has stated this. And of course, this happens a lot with our families. People will say that to us, you know... You have Native American blood, or you come from this place, or whatever. But the majority of this are stories of people telling each other this through their family, saying there was a time when you had, you know, or you have Native American blood. This is has happened. But then when people have done their DNA test, they don't see it. So what I'm saying is it because there is not there? That's not in the database. And in fact, with my family, I'm getting a hit from El Salvador on one of my grandparents. Like the line goes like is huge. Like there's, you could just see it. It's insanely how many relatives have come from that line. But the one that I want to know from, there's been no one has, like, nothing's coming up. And is it because why? Is it because it's just not in the database? Is it because, like, I don't know, you know, my grandfather was an only child. Does that have something to do with it? That when it's like one child, my grandmother was also an only child. Is that true too? Because there's not that much. Whereas my other grandfather was one of eight. And that's why that line is so like, whoa, so many cousins. I don't know.
I don't know. I should get Nathan to do it because, yeah, you are. Okay, it's a mess. Sorry. Whatever you just said was a big mess, but I heard you, but it all in different pieces, slow, fast. Okay. It was all different. I should get Nathan to do one because my understanding is that his father's mother's mother was a Sioux Indian. So his great grandmother, not even great great, but just his grandmother's mother, or maybe his grandmother's mother was half Indian or something like that. Anyway, I know it's part of my kid's lineage, and I could get him to do it and send it in and see, because my genetic test could not have been more boring unless it was Scott's test, which was 99.999 Eastern European Jew. It was the most boring. It's like, oh, there's a shocker. Thanks for the update. You know, like, it was like, gee.
I think what would be funny is if I got Eastern European Jew. Would that be the craziest thing ever?
That would never in a million years happen unless some Jew made their way to El Salvador and got lost on the way to America and got lost and parked in El Salvador and found one of your ancestors for shits and giggles. I mean, there's no way that would happen. That just would be insane. Even the stuff in mine that was interesting, like mine was 88%, but the other 12% was like North Africa, which is like Israel, West Asia, which is Israel, Afghanistan, Armenia.
Which is Israel. I'm just kidding.
None, it's all Jew central.
Well, the shocking part of mine is that I found out I'm 4% Jewish and 9% from the southern part of Spain.
What do you mean Jewish? How did you find out you're 4% Jewish? Like 4% what?
Whatever you just said.
Central Western Europe?
Something like that, yes. But it was from the Jewish. My sister took it.
Yeah.
So, okay. And it came back. We were 9% from the southern part of Spain.
That is fascinating.
Yeah. I thought it was too. Cool.
You know what these tests prove? We are all brothers and sisters. That's
all little bits and pieces. I know. And I can't wait because I think they also show migration stuff. And so that's really what I want to see. Like you get like results for where people migrate.
Actually,
like,
it does. I should show it to you. Yes. When you mouse over, like when I pulled up ancestry.com and I mouse over the percentages, it shows where they came from and where they landed.
Isn't that neat?
It's really neat.
I love that.
Yes. It's very cool. Yes.
So that was my gift for me. Did you get yourself anything?
Yes.
What did you get?
I bought all the things.
Oh, my God.
Well, so I had some, I don't want to say extra money, but I had a surplus of funds because podcast advertising is growing and growing and growing. And so even though my agency was acquired by True Native Media, I, had a lot of stuff in the works that came through. So I don't know how much I've talked about making Emily's bedroom into my new office, but part of the reason that I wanted a new office is not just because it's freezing butt-ass cold in my current office, but also because it's dark down there. And Emily's room has a lot of nice natural light. So I bought a pretty chandelier for the ceiling, and I bought royal purple curtains, and I bought very colorful, like, myriad of color type art from one artist, two pieces from one artist. One is a girl with windswept curly hair, kind of like our logo. It reminded me of our logo, which is why I wanted it. And then another one was an elephant. My grandma Pearl used to have a huge collection of elephants. I guess they're good luck. So I wanted to get an elephant. And then, some other little tchotchkes, like I got a TV stand for up there because I don't want to have a dresser. It matches my current furniture, which is like desk and bookshelf. Anyway, so I just like, I kind of tricked out that room and I have to now go upstairs and put, oh, and I got a white leather tufted, it's not real leather, I don't think. It's a white tufted office chair that will not make me shrink when I sit in it, hopefully.
Let's hope.
Remember when we were podcasting and I was just like, I'm sorry, I'm getting shorter.
And further away from the mic. Shorter,
yes. And further. Yes.
And it was because, I didn't notice. But as I was sitting here, I was just getting smaller and, just like start to dip. Anyway, so I bought all those things for my office. And then Daniel Lewis, that son of a bee. Okay, so here's something you guys should get on. There is a podcasterdeals.com. What is it called? Podcasting deals. It's something that Daniel put together. I got to find this website. Okay, it's theaudacitytopodcast.com/deals. Podcasting deal alerts, gear apps, services, and more resources. And anytime something goes on sale, he sends you an email. Well, Black Friday, he was a busy, busy dude. Okay? Because everything was on sale and he keeps track of all the things. So he sends me this deal for something I've wanted for a really long time. But I've been scared to buy it because I knew if I bought it, I'd have to use it. And it's scary. Do you want to guess what it is? Or should I just tell you?
I don't know. Just tell us.
It is a Canon Rebel DSLR camera with video.
Oh, my God.
And it was on sale with the lens for like $700, which is like kind of unheard of. So I bought it. And it just came yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
I know. I'm so terrified. So I thought, you know, the whole reason, part of the reason of having like a pretty office is so that when you do video, it doesn't look like, you know, crap in the background, which is something else that my old office and my current family room situation has going on, is that it's just not a nice scenery in the back. So, yeah, what's the point of tricking out a bedroom if you're not going to have nice videos that you can do? What's the point of having fake hair if you're not going to show people what you look like every day?
No, it's true. You know, one of the reasons that I don't push to do more video, well, number one reason is the bandwidth, because as you can hear, I could barely have my voice come without me breaking up.
Yeah.
But so if I tried video, that would be forget about it. But the other thing is, there is no background for me. I can't go anywhere where it doesn't look awful in the background.
Right.
And the lighting. Lighting to me is just so important.
Same with me. So that's why that's another thing, is that she has two windows and I can put myself right in between them, which would give me really nice light. So, yeah. So I'm all set up for video now. All I have to do is grow a pair and I'm all set.
You're going to be awesome.
Oh, my God.
You
so
are
it's
gonna
pretty
be
scary.
So great.
But it's all Daniel J. Lewis's fault. So thank you. So thank Daniel J. Lewis, or curse him when I start pumping out more content with my
face
on it.
So good. It's so good. So good.
Yeah. I mean, it's good, Elsie, because when I see you, we'll be able to make cool stuff. You know?
That is
together.
True. I think that's going to be awesome. I am super on it. I mean, I love the fact that you'd made that investment, but you're totally right. It's like you've got the setup, like you have the entire movement towards that.
Yes.
Versus what I'm saying, it's like if I went ahead and got that, it would be like, well, great. Now I'm going to go outside to do some videos, you know, and then it'll still be, I mean, I like that. I like the fact that I could go outside and make the videos. It's awesome. But
you know,
so
what if it gets cold?
You know.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
What if it's windy?
Exactly.
What if it's raining? It ruins everything.
That is why most of the videos that I have posted, even the ones that are in She Podcasts, or even the one that I just did for Libsyn when we were having the stats webinar, every single one of those videos is outside. Because it's ridiculous. If I do it inside, there's toys everywhere in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Like,
I hear you.
That just looks awful. It's just not okay.
Yeah.
I mean, for me personally, if it was an LC video, it's a different thing. If it's a professional sort of brand video, I really don't think that being on my bed, which is what my choice is at this moment, is a solution.
So. Yeah. I mean, that's how I've been feeling too. It's just like, what am I supposed to do? Sit in the dark or have like this this like disheveled bookcase behind me, or right now it's my wedding certificate. It's my ketubah behind me. It's ridiculous.
Because you know, everybody's always caught up with that crap. I cannot even tell you every single time
God.
That I have made a video about anything, especially my best friends. Especially one best friend, and I'm talking to you, even though you don't listen, Michelle. But she'll always.
I knew it was Michelle.
She'll always come back. Not Michelle Feld, not the one you met. This is another Michelle.
Oh.
Michelle Carr. And she'll come up, and then she'll just go like, so what's up with that in the background? Why is that there? Tell me the story about that. And I'm like, that story is not about that. The story is about the video.
That's so funny because we have this Facebook group of women, my Snow Babies group of all women who have kids the same age. At one time, someone posted like, oh, look at this cute picture of my kids in the bath. And my friend Andrea and I were like, Jesus Christ, did you see the tub? It's filthy. Oh, my God. It's the most filthy, disgusting, moldy tub you've ever seen in your life. Yeah, you're right. I totally do get caught up in that. It's important.
Yeah, because you don't want people to get so caught up with all that crap. And I do. I just saw somebody.
Too.
It's like, it's nuts. Yeah, it's nuts where your eyes go. So
it is. Oh, no, you have to go. It's 11:30.
I do have to go, dude.
Oh, no,
I got to go.
I'm so sorry.
But thank you guys for listening to us rambling on about the only gift guide that you will get of this type.
Of this nature.
Of this nature.
No Google Home here, ladies and gents.
No microphones on the list.
Nope, not
barely any specific audio things for you.
No,
but I know that you enjoyed it.
Phonic.
Best gift ever.
So let us know what you best gift ever.
Whatever.
Oh my god, it's so awesome. So, but you guys, if you have any feedback, please email feedback@shepodcast.com.
Yes.
You can also like give us a little comment underneath either on the Facebook page at facebook.com/shepodcast because we post it on there.
Yeah.
Or the group and just let us know maybe some gadgets, gifts, or maybe some of the things that you liked from the show that you are now really obsessed with. So.
Tell us what you love. Yeah. And tell us some of your things too.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Also, hit us up on Twitter at SheePodcasts. And our website is SheePodcast.com. So please check it out for all the show notes and the links. And we will see you next time. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.